So what I want to encourage you to do right now is to begin to just close your eyes. Think about the handle that's on the door. And then just start to think about opening up that. So close your eyes and relax. Just start focusing on that door. It's the door that's in your spirit, so you're looking inwards to that dimension. Just think about the door with expectation. Just start to picture that door using the screen of your imagination in your mind. That door into the realm of the kingdom of God within your spirit. To start to listen. Can you hear God knocking? Can you just listen to what he's saying? Just reach out and open the door and just invite him in. And as he comes through, you may sense warmth, you may sense light, you may be embracing the Holy Spirit or Jesus or the Father. Just engage your body. Just activate that embrace. Just activate your senses. Just feel the warmth of his embrace. Just embrace him. Feel and sense his presence. Just feel the acceptance and the love that just fills you, surrounds you, cocoons you, safe and secure in his arms. Just becoming joined and connected, intimate with him. Just feel your heart next to his heart. Feel the rhythm and the beat of his heart. Feel the thoughts about you that come from his heart, and just listen as he reveals some of his thoughts towards you. Feel his peace and the rest and security and safety of his presence. Feel the joy of his pleasure and his passion for you. Feel his delight at being close to you. Just feel his exuberance, his abundance, his extravagant, overflowing mercy, grace, love, as it envelops you, surrounds you, and cocoons you. Some of you may just feel that's why I want to stay embraced, peaceful, resting in his presence. Some of you may feel, I want to know more, I want to experience more. So start to engage with the I am and experience the fullness of who I am is. You may want to engage with I am the bread of life, or I am the light of the world, or I am the door, or I am the good shepherd, or I am the resurrection and the life, or I am the way, the truth and the life, or I am the true vine, or even the eternal I am. Just encourage you just to begin to meditate and think and engage and ask him to reveal himself in one of those areas and just be open to continue to experience him. Now just prepare to step back into this realm. Just allow all that you've received be stored as an encounter, as a testimony within you, that you can step back into this place in your own daily walk with God to experience Him, to encounter Him, to feel His presence and His love, to allow Him to reveal Himself to you, to become one with you, and to flow through you, to manifest around you as the light and the love of God and the power of God and the kingdom of God around your life. So we can just step back now, carrying with us all that we've received, feeling the love and acceptance, the affirmation, the approval that He feels. Just hear Him speak to you. You are my beloved child. I love you, and you are pleasing to me. I delight in you. Okay, well, I would encourage you to just practice this on a daily basis. It's not something that you get all in one go. How could we possibly engage the whole of who God is in one go? But the more we do, the more we'll engage with Him. So use it as a daily way of just stepping into this presence and experiencing Him.